She knows all about the art, and that's Marianne Combs.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh my God, I'm a little overwhelmed right now.
Well, it's a little overwhelming because this is the weekend when there's just a load going on.
Yeah. I mean, and we have had other big weekends and we'll have other big weekends this summer, but we have two major cultural events going on this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Starting off with the opening of the new Green Line, the new light rail line from St. Paul to Minneapolis. St. Paulies are going to be going to Minneapolis. Minneapolitans will be coming to St. Paul. It'll be anarchy.
Dogs and cats living together. Oh, it's going to be nuts.
It's going to be crazy.
It's the opening of a new era.
It is. Well, and as somebody who lives, you know, along the Green Line, I am maybe particularly awestruck and excited about this. But there are going to be huge events going on all day. Tomorrow, you can ride the light, or tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m., there's going to be events at different stations along the route. There's big stuff going on at Union Depot, some of it curated by the Current.
Yep, yes, there's a Current stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys got some bands playing? Anybody?
Let's see. Southwire, Southside Desire, Cuckoo Kangaroo, yeah.
Cuckoo Kangaroo,
Four
wow.
on the Floor.
Oh my gosh, look at her go.
And yeah. Doomtree.
Oh, fabulous.
I only know this because I'm going to be there.
Yeah, well, fabulous. So you got that going on at Union Depot or Union Station, and then you have all this stuff going on at each of the stations along the light rail.
It's like every stop has some kind of event going on.
Like, okay, for example, the Hamlin Avenue station, there's going to be like a state fair themed event, complete with a midway, kidway, grandstand, and international bazaar. There's going to be a folk, you know, they're going to be featuring local restaurants. There's going to be a coupon on a stick to encourage people to explore restaurants via a fleet of pedal cabs. There's going to be a showcase from Gordon Parks High School, animal educators from Como Park Zoo, and
I love that.
And the Choo Choo Bob Show, all at the Hamlin
station.
That's
just
only
at Hamlin
one
station?
Stop. That's just right. one stop. Yeah.
That's nuts.
I can't believe that. Okay. I know. And so then they have stuff. There's like all sorts of the Stadium Village station has a sports themed event with appearances by the Vikings and the Gophers mascots and talents and cheerleaders. Then there's like the West Bank station has like this international East African community leaders will present arts, dance and cultural showcases. I mean, this is a huge cultural
event. It's a very, very big deal.
And and it's going to be so cool to just get on light rail, which is free all day, and travel down to the next station, partake in their activities. And lots of family-friendly stuff with the kids. So you can get on, get off at another stop and play games. And there's food and all sorts of things. And just get to know the neighborhood a little bit better around
that station.
I
love that.
So tons going on. And, of course, you know, one end is Union Depot. The other end is Target Field. And so, yeah, we have major stops. It's not every station, according to this. The main events are not at It's not every single stop, but we have West Bank, Stadium Village, Raymond Avenue, Hamlin Avenue, Victoria Street, and Western Avenue are all on there, as well as, of course, either end, Union Depot or Target Field. So lots and lots of stuff to do all day.
All day, and it's a free event.
And it's a free event, celebrating community, bringing everybody together.
And
it just makes my little heart palpitate.
I know, me too. And a major, major connection between the two cities and just a transportational handshake.
Yeah.
A very, very sweet deal, you know, because...
I like that. I'm going to use that Saturday.
A transportational handshake.
Let's celebrate the transportational handshake.
I just have this feeling like, say, you know, the Twin Cities are kind of mending somehow, that they're like getting closer together. So, you know, like, it'll be so much easier if you live in St. Paul to get on light rail and go over to Minneapolis and hang out for the evening and get hop on light rail and come back, not worry about parking, not worry,
know.
You know.
I
just,
know.
It's going to be...
Not worry about driving.
Exactly.
In many cases. And, yeah, I always think of a
sketch.
You
can have that second beer and not be panicked.
Right. Seriously, there's a lot of benefits here. And there's I always think of an old sketch on a Prairie Home Companion, the times that they would broadcast not from the Fitzgerald Theater, but from like the State Theater or something. And so they would make a lot of St. Paul jokes because they were in Minneapolis.
Yes, and we couldn't touch them from there.
Right. But it was great because there were jokes like, St. Paul, you have a whole other town over there? I thought it was just like a big train yard or something over there.
Oh, and I have, you know, coworkers who in the office here in downtown St. Paul say, well, I'm going to head downtown now. And I'm like, wait, where do you think we are?
We are
like,
downtown.
I'm going to Minneapolis. And I was like, oh,
it's
that
beginning
hurts.
Beginning of a new era, one hopes. So
exactly.
It could be really cool.
Okay, part two.
So the other thing, part two, this is huge. huge.
Which also involves the Green Line because it's going to be so easy to get to Northern Spark this year.
Correct.
Northern Spark, which starts around sundown on Saturday. Now, this is an event that's been going on for a few years now in which artists take over the city at night. It's called a Nuit Blanche is the original, and when it was first done in France. It's the idea of staying up all night and seeing how your city is transformed at night by artists and how it can be a wholly different experience. And so this year, it's projecting the city is sort of the theme. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to be wandering around town and you're going to see all these beautiful video film, beautiful and strange projections on the buildings around the riverfront, especially, I think, is going to be a key area.
Okay.
But all along, you know, there's all this different stuff going on in Minneapolis. And, you know, other years it's been in St. Paul and this year it's in Minneapolis. But there's going to be like all along the Midway Greenway. There are going to be arts events under the bridges. There's going to be...
Actually, on the Greenway.
On the Greenway.
That's awesome.
Exactly. And so there are going to be, there's going to be a 100-course dinner on the mall. A foodie that I am, I saw that and I was like, I got to talk about that.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a 100-course dinner prepared by executive chef Scott Pampush? I forget how to pronounce his name. And his culinary team. It's going to be 100 courses. There will be 10... dinners with 10 courses each, I think. It says there will be 100 seats at the table and guests may select to join in the meal in 10 course intervals. Mm-hmm. So will be a community table situated on the University of Minnesota Mall between Northrop and Kauffman Student Union.
All right.
Yeah, so you have these these meals, everybody can sit together. There's dance performances that are going to be going on at the Northrop. There is mobile art crews. Juxta Crew will be, it's a small fleet of bike-towed carts that create an oasis of light, sound, and play. Visitors can play a game of illuminated chess or dominoes, charge their phones, read message boards, tweets, and do an art activity to take away using glow-in-the-dark ink. So there's all sorts of fun stuff that's going to be going on all over the city. Starts in dusk. I know... I tend to go to bed a little early these days.
Still, though, you're so excited about this, you just might be able to
make it till like 10.
Imagine.
No, but I'm totally psyched to like get on the Green Line, ride on over to Minneapolis, wander around Minneapolis at night and check out all the cool art, and then take the Green Line back, late at night and just have a blast and not have to worry about where my car is and finding it again. It's just going to be
perfect.
On.
Perfect weekend for the Green Line to be opening.
I think so. And there's a mild forecast of rain this weekend.
No.
But Northern Spark.
No. Just kidding.
And the weather behaves because Steve Seal says it with that commanding voice.
Stop that.
So, but yeah, it's, rain or moonshine, it's going to be a lovely, lovely weekend. I'm very excited for it.
Well, there are places to go, to find out about all these bits of information.
Yes.
We'll just direct you there when you head over to thecurrent.org. We'll provide you some links. But we're just talking about two big events this weekend, and you can Google both of them, I'm sure, and find some easy information on them.
We're giving away tickets all day for the Northern Spark Pancake Feed, which is DJed by our very own Jackie Fuller, who is the host of Teenage Kicks on Saturday mornings. And so, after you spend the night with various adventures,
you're going to be hungry.
You're going to be hungry, and I love that they don't call it just a pancake breakfast. It has to be a feed. When you have to refuel. And so this is happening at Aria, and we'll hook you up with a couple passes. And all you have to do is be the 10th caller, 651-989-4893.
And then you can sidle up to the trough and have your
trough.
Exactly. The pancake trough.
Marianne, thanks for checking in, as always. And we'll see you on the train this weekend.
Absolutely.
Heading to all the various events.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
You too. Marianne Combs, who writes the State of the Arts blog for NPR News.org and joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup here on The Current.